Explore Glacier National Park. Travel going to the Sun Road. In 1918, the plan was to build a road through Glacier National Park's million acres of wilderness in northwestern Montana, so visitors could journey through the heart of Glacier's magnificent scenery by car. Hewing a road through the Rocky Mountains was a colossal undertaking that took more than a decade. Since it was completed in 1932, millions of people have traveled this 50-mile marvel. Road ready. There are a lot of beautiful things to see in the world, and this is one of them, commented my friend about the Sun Road. Although it's possible to drive the entire stretch in 2 hours, the road is more than just a means to an end, so I plan to make several trips along the road over a few days. There are hundreds of reasons to stop, look, pull over, and get out of the car. Glacier Park is home to 60 species of mammals, over 200 species of birds, more than 730 miles of maintained trails, about 25 glaciers, and countless magnificent views of rugged peaks, sweeping valleys, plunging waterfalls, and cliff-hanging vistas, with 3,000-foot drop-offs. The park's only road through its mountainous interior crosses the Continental Divide, a natural boundary line separating waters that flow into the Atlantic Ocean from those that flow into the Pacific Ocean, and is easily accessible. The Sun Road's two starting points are both anchored by lakes. The eastern entrance begins at the 10-mile-long St. Mary Lake, while the western end is marked by Lake McDonald, also 10 miles long, and the largest of the park's 200 lakes. I started my drive on the west side, so before getting on the road, I stopped at the Apgar Village's Visitor Center to get a few pointers on navigating the road ahead. Roadside attractions. I was primed to discover Glacier's roadside attractions. The scenery, the trails, the wildlife, and at least glimpse a glacier. In the 1850s, there were some 150 glaciers, but only 25 remain. Although the glacial ice is disappearing, the snow remains plentiful. The park's yearly road plowing is a major event, especially at the top, where snowdrifts can be 80 feet high. The plowing begins in mid-April and typically finishes around mid to late June. I breathed a sigh of relief when I heard the road was cleared before my scheduled visit on June 25th. Nature's unpredictability. The road's opening date is as unpredictable as the weather itself. My first day in the park, I was treated to a thunderstorm and hail. At the higher elevations, I ran into dense fog and waterfalls. The freezing rain at Logan Pass was the biggest surprise. The following day, the pass was a sunny 70 degrees, perfect for my short hike up a snow-covered mountain to see a snow-covered lake. Although the weather is sunnier in mid-July, these capricious conditions in late June just added to the road trip fun. I overheard a woman comment to her family that if she stayed at Glacier Park for a week, she would see all four seasons. I didn't want to tell her it takes only a day or two. Wildlife within the park. The park is renowned for its grizzly and black bears, bighorn sheep, and mountain goats, the park's official symbol. Although wildlife sightings are as unpredictable as the weather, the animals were running rampant along the road during my visit. In one day, I saw a young grizzly bear, at least four mountain goats, and then I watched a bighorn sheep strut through the visitor center parking lot at Logan Pass. The next morning, I glimpsed a mule deer mother and her fawn jump across the road. Then an hour later, I watched a coyote running in the grass. Steeped in history. One of the last items on my list was taking a tour on one of the park's red buses. The park's fleet of 33 25-foot-long 17-seater roll-top coaches are steeped in tradition as much as the road itself. The bus tour started in 1937. There are a variety of rides available, so I signed up for the evening drive to the summit. The drivers are known locally as jammers, because long ago, they would jam the bus gears as they shifted going up and down the mountainous road. These road-savvy jammers are well-versed in the park's history, so I listened closely to my driver's stories about the Blackfeet Nation, the Native Americans who were among the first inhabitants of Glacier Park. Although the Blackfeet now live on a reservation outside the park, their legacy is ingrained in the park's various mountains they named, including Going to the Sun Mountain, which is where the Sun Road gets its moniker. Another item was checked off when the driver pointed out Jackson Glacier, the only one visible from the road. Now I had my glacier sighting. Goodbye to the sun. I was eager to watch the sun set in Apgar Village, especially since my hotel room had a view overlooking Lake McDonald. Around 9 p.m., park visitors began milling about the shore with cameras in hand. I caught every beautiful moment as the sky turned a glorious pink and the mountains became mirrored in the still surface of the lake. By 10 p.m., the sun had faded away and the show was over, but not the action. One big backyard. As I watched the bats dance over the lake and listened to the fish jump, I talked to a man from the town of Kalispell. As he stood waiting for the stars to come out, he told me, "This is my backyard." I wished it was mine. Glacier National Park is one big, beautiful backyard, and the 50-mile Going to the Sun Road is a marvel. Vocabulary focus. Hue. Colossal. A means to an end. Pointer. Capricious. Renowned. Strut. Fleet. Ingrained. Moniker. Mill about.